Hi, Che. Spencer here. Hope you're well. It's funny, every time you speak about the cipher system, it's as if there's this little distant cheer in my head. Just because everything it emphasizes it kind of ticks your boxes in my mind. I need to stress that. But just the fact that there's a very clear structure, the fact that there's a lot of freedom within that structure, and then there's a real emphasis on the GM having fun at the table during the session. It just, I don't know. I know your journey isn't about finding the perfect game, but I just wanted to share those thoughts that every time you mention the cipher system, I hear, hooray!
Hey there, rescuers. Welcome to another quick fire call-in episode, and thank you to Spencer from Keep Off the Borderlands for firing off the show. I think that right now I'm really enjoying diving back into Cipher System, and I think you're right, it's got most of what I need from a role-playing game. Apart from, I need some players. But yeah, for those who don't know, Spencer is one of our patrons from patreon.com/RPGRescue, and he's been listening to the Dungeon Master's Diary. And over the last couple of weeks, I've been, well, delving around, diving into Tolos, Monty Cook's City on the Spire, which arrived last week, and I have been basically reading ever since. And also the fact that I've just been diving around the other supplements as well and really enjoying myself with that. I think that it's a great game. So yeah, thanks for that shout. I think that when I open up Cypher, I hear that as well, you know?
Hooray!
Hey Shay, this is Carl calling in. And listening to your last couple of podcasts, I might be convinced to play in a GURPS game. I don't know enough about, I guess they play in a GURPS game again, because I've actually played in a GURPS Harn game for a little bit. But maybe I broke the system and upset the GM because I played in Harn World, I played basically the Avinian, or an Avinian sailor pilot. I built things so I could do a lot of damage. Maybe the GM didn't like that. I don't know. Anyway, I actually was wanting to play like Napoleonic era, maybe like a Sharps Rifles type of thing. And I picked up the only book really out there on gaming wise on Napoleonics or Napoleon era gaming. The only game out there that I've seen, or the only role playing product out there that covers that time period really in depth, is GURPS Napoleonic Age. So I picked it up on the drive through and I've been flipping through it. So it's kind of neat. It'd be fun to do like a Sharps Rifle thing. I don't know. I do agree with your, so I guess I agree and don't agree with your, the interview person that you, with Christopher Rice. I think more accurately, not a contemporary game, but a historically based game, I think would be easy to do with GURPS. And maybe for the same reasons he outlined, in a modern day game, you can just look everything up. Everything's there and it's happened. And you could add in as many elements as you want, because history is not really all that accurate, honestly. I mean, I learned when I was running a Roman game and looking back through what history is out there, there's a lot of room for interpretation and very sparse details. So depending on how far back you went, or if you went to, like, say, the Saxon period in Britain after the fall, or after the Romans left, you got lots of wiggle room. You could do lots of things, and you can just look at the latest archaeology. For example, definitely, like, the coast of Cornwall was a huge hub during that era for trade, and trade, you know, not just with other places on the British Isles, but trade with the Mediterranean. They found artifacts there from Egypt and Turkey. So So, hey, you got a lot of room for expansion, and GURPS could be a cool way to do a historically minded campaign.
So the legendary Carl Rodriguez there, the GMologist himself from the GMologist podcast. Thanks, Carl, for calling in. Absolutely amazing to hear that you want to or willing to give GURPS a bit of a go, or at least another go. And yeah, I'm with you. I think historical games with GURPS are very, very easy to do in comparison with kind of doing fantasy or science fiction anyway. And while I kind of slightly disagree, I do think that doing a modern game is probably the simplest thing. I think I take your point that with a historical game, you've got plenty of space between the gaps, and perhaps it's less stressful to do a historical game in some ways, because especially if your players aren't experts in a particular sort of era that you're playing in, or the particular details of what you're playing in, then you've got a lot of room. And I just think that's a brilliant point. So thanks for the call in, man. It's great to hear from you. And also, just wanted to say while I'm sort of speaking to you, thanks for joining Arlen and I and Jason in our games playing Savage Worlds in the Big Apple Mutant Samurai game we play on Fridays. I really appreciate it. I really enjoyed gaming with you. Game on.
Hey, Jay. Listening to episode one of, what is it, season 9? And the definition that you gave, the term scanner, or the label, or whatever it's called, the definition you give sounds peculiarly, it sounds a lot like the definition of ADHD. It's probably, I don't know how commonly known it is, but the term ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or even ADD, attention deficit disorder, is probably a very inaccurate, an inaccurate way to name that particular disability, just because it is definitely more. Maybe it should be called Scanner, although that reminds me of the movie Scanners. Please don't blow up my head. But, so someone with ADHD has they're constantly moving from idea to idea, or, you know, there is this part which becomes an inability to focus on certain things. However, there's also a second part to that where you can actually have intense focus to the point of being in the flow, to where everything outside of that object of focus or idea of focus is completely blocked out and disappears. So it sounds an awful lot like Scanner. What do you think?
So that's Frank Turfler from Middle Kingdom Publishing, and I just wanted to say thanks, first of all. For those who don't know, Frank and I converse using the Telegram app quite a lot, and every now and then I pinch things that he says. So I pinched that one, and I've also pinched my reply. So when you say, what do I think? Well, this is what I did say in reply.
Hey, dude. You know, I don't know. I'm not medical, obviously, not a psychologist. And I'm always, I guess, a little bit suspicious of sort of psychological labelling, or labelling generally. But, you know, yeah, what you're describing, it might be close to what I experience. And you know, maybe it's just a different way of looking at it. I haven't seen it. I've never really seen it Well, since discovering Barbara Scherer's book, I used to think I was deficient in some way. I used to think I was somehow kind of, you know, useless and unable to focus, just kind of flaky, basically. I've used that term a lot. And I now realise that that isn't the case. It is actually like there is a difference. And, you know, Barbara Scherer is not a bona fide psychologist, I guess, though she was a counsellor, I think. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. The point is that I find it hard to focus. Well, I find it hard to maintain a focus on something once I've got what I want from it. And that is maybe the difference. I don't know, because it's not like I can't focus. I can focus, but I jump from thing to thing, and my interest will be maintained in a thing until I've got what I came for. And I'm not sure that's entirely the same as kind of like not having focus and not being able to have focus. But the other side of that, though, the second part you described is very much like me, you know, but the state of flow is something that many humans experience. You know, it's, you know, that intensity of, and when it happens to me, you know, I can be oblivious to what's going on around me. So I just don't know. I mean, it would be interesting, wouldn't it, to talk to psychologists or something? Anyway, but I appreciate your call, you know, the message and kind of like, you know, you're thinking about it. And I'm fascinated by the whole thing. But who knows, eh?
And that's about it. I just wanted to throw out there some of the call-ins that have come in the last week or so. So a big thank you to Spencer from Keep Off the Borderlands, Carl from Geomologist, and Frank Turfler from Middle Kingdoms. Just really appreciate you calling in, giving me some thoughts. And if anybody out there wanted to call in, of course, you can do so via anchor.fm/RPG Rescue. Or you can hop on to whatever app you've got on your phone, record something, and email it to me through hello@rpgrescue.com. Anyway, I guess that's enough for now. Hope you're all well. Hopefully, there'll be another episode on Saturday. And until then, game on!